I'm making these sounds with my mouth.
Wow, interesting. Yes.
Welcome, everybody, to Conspiracy 101, where we tackle the confusing questions of the day and yesterday. Maybe learn a little bit about something you never knew about before and be puzzled by the mysteries of the universe. Daniel, my co-host, is here. You look great, Daniel. You look great.
Thank you.
How's it going tonight?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excellent, as usual. And thank you for being part of your Conspiracy 101.
Yeah. Now, guess what we're going to talk about today? What conspiracy could we possibly talk about today?
Because you're talking about the universe, why the universe is so huge.
Okay, well, I wasn't going to talk about that, but okay. I'm going to talk about something.
I'm going to
talk about something that no one gets to see and is housed in the smallest country adjacent to Italy.
Vatican. Oh, my God.
Vatican.
Nice.
I'm going to
talk
about the chronovisor.
Oh.
The chronovisor. You ever heard of the chronovisor?
I heard it's the devil.
No.
No.
Nope. The chronovisor is supposedly an invention that the Vatican has that they can look back into time and see events as they occurred.
Oh. Okay.
They can't go back into time. They can look back into time. So if you can imagine a television where you could dial in the past and see things as they happened.
Only in the past, not in the future.
Only in the past, not in the future.
Okay.
It's called the chronovisor, and supposedly the Vatican has it, and they've used it more than once.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to know what Daniel was doing in 2005 when he wasn't listening to music, we could use the chronovisor to dial in and see what he was doing.
Oh, my goodness. Interesting.
You can find out more about that in Trivia 101. But anyway.
Trivia 101, wherever you listen to your podcast, people. We talk about music.
The reason we know about the chronovisor is because of Father Pellegrino Ernetti.
Uh-huh.
He was a priest who lived from 1925 until 1994, a Benedictine monk. He was a world-class musicologist and a physicist.
Uh-huh.
And on May 2nd, 1972, the Italian newspaper La Domenica del Carrera published a bombshell. Ernetti claimed to have helped build a machine that could photograph the past. This sets the stage for a device that isn't a time machine for travel, but a time viewer for observation. And Father Ernetti was instrumental in bringing this to life.
Oh, wow.
This is true, Daniel. It's in the paper in 1972.
1972.
Yeah, 1972. That's pretty old, right?
Yeah.
So he didn't do it by himself. He had a scientific dream team to help him. So he did not talk about all of the creators, but Father Ernetti claimed he didn't work alone. He was backed by 12 world-renowned scientists, including Enrico Fermi. He was a Nobel laureate in physics and also the inventor of the Fermi paradox, which we'll probably talk about sometime in the future if you don't know what that is. And Wernher von Braun, who was the head of NASA and a rocket pioneer, not only for the Nazis, but for the U.S. as well, because Wernher von Braun has a very storied background, if you know who he is. He was a Nazi in World War II, and he made the V1 rocket that rained terror down on London. And after the war, when he was captured, he came to work for the United States and became the head of NASA. That's all true. I'm not making any of that up. That's all true. I don't think that people realize that the head of NASA, when we landed on the moon, was a Nazi. Well, he wasn't a Nazi at that point. He was a Nazi when he was younger. They lost. They brought him over as part of Project Paperclip, which is a whole other conspiracy thing that gets into a lot of stuff. Anyway, he is acknowledged as working for the Nazis and then working for the Americans after the war when he was captured. So anyway, that's a whole other one that we could go into. The presence of these names provided the story with immediate, albeit unverified, gravitas. So this is Father Ernetti said he worked with these people. I don't know that these people ever said that they worked with Father Ernetti. So I told you truths about those people, but we don't know that they're totally connected to Father Ernetti. So the physics of residual energy is what the chronovisor utilized. So the core theory is chronotopology. So Father Ernetti's premise was that sound and light waves don't disappear. Mm-hmm. They simply disperse and remain in the environment as energy traces. The chronovisor was designed to tune in to very specific frequencies, much like a radio, and reassemble them into images and sounds. So he would, they had an antenna like a radio, and they would tune in. You know, they said it was kind of like Back to the Future, right? You'd have the dial, and they'd be like, dial in. I want to dial in, you know, Mariah Carey in 2005, and you'd be able to dial it in, and then you'd see Mariah Carey singing her songs in 2005. That's what the idea behind the chronovisor was about. And it says that it uses this residual radiation, residual energy from the past, which is there. It's still with us today, but it's just dispersed. So here's a little bit of technical anatomy about the device. So the device appearance, it was purportedly a large cabinet filled with cathode ray tubes, which is televisions for the time period in 1972. All televisions had a cathode ray tube.
Yes.
Multiple antennas made of mysterious metals, which he did not go into. Direction finders used to lock onto specific coordinates in time and space, and recording equipment to capture footage of the past. So it kind of was like a VCR, a time machine VCR kind of a situation where they could dial in a specific events of the past, location, as well as time, right? So time and space, and tune into it, view it, and then have the ability to record that while they were viewing it. Now, back in 1972, there was videotape. It wasn't widely utilized, but it was it did exist. So it could have been something like that. Mm-hmm. So the operational process capturing history, here's how it's explained. All right. So to see a specific event, operators would have to calculate the energy signature of the era. Father Ernetti claimed that every human leaves a unique sound and visual double trail, like a fingerprint. Okay. By finding this signature, the machine could reconstruct 3D holograms of long dead individuals. If you could do that, Daniel, who would you reconstruct? Whose energy waves would you lock into in order to see them again?
Again, of course, Jesus Christ.
Go back as far as you want in history. As far
Jesus
as you
Christ.
Want.
I want to see Jesus Christ.
We may talk about that some more here in a little bit. So Jesus. So you want to say, what part of Jesus' life would you want to see?
When they crucifix him.
Oh my gosh, Daniel, you and Father Ernetti would be two peas in a pod. I think he did that, you know?
He did it.
Yeah, he said he did it. He said he recorded the crucifixion of Christ.
My.
Yeah. We'll get into that a little bit later. So I think if I were going to go back in time, what would I do?
Yes, how about you?
I'm surprised that you surprised me, Daniel, because I thought for sure you would go back in time and look for some, esoteric stock or something that you could put some money into now and still make a bunch of money.
That's a good idea. Let's do it now. That's a good idea.
Something like that. But I think if I were to do it, I probably would go back in time. I honestly would like to go back in time and see how my grandparents lived. And see how they interacted and so forth. I had, I owe a lot of my personality to my, family lineage. And my grandfather was quite a entertaining guy, very entertaining person. And I think because I had the pleasure, at least when he was older, to be able to hang out with him quite a bit because he was retired and I would stay over there, right? So I would get dropped off at my grandparents so my parents could do stuff. And I got to hang out with him quite a bit when he was older. And he was such an engaging and fun personality that I think a lot of that rubbed off on me. I probably would not be the person I am today without having that interaction. And so I would want more of it. We had great fun. I had such fun with my grandparents, both of them. But my grandfather in particular was quite the character, as people used to say back then. You know, everybody loved him, and he was, life of the party kind of person. So I would love to experience that when he was younger rather than being when he was, retired and old and tired.
He's the comedian of the family too.
Right. Yes, exactly. Oh my gosh. Yes. Mm-hmm. And he always had fun. Always had fun. It was just a fun loving person. Always wanted to do something fun, playing games, doing stuff. And that's what I like to do. So here's some famous observations that Father Anetti talked about, right? So he talked about, he claimed to have witnessed Cicero's speeches in Roman Senate from 63 BC, Napoleon Bonaparte delivering a speech, the lost play of Quintus Ennius, and the crucifixion of Christ, which Anetti claimed to have recorded in its entirety. Can you imagine watching the crucifixion of Christ? That sounds a little morbid if you ask me. I mean, because crucifixion is a horrible way to die, right? So
true.
If you're you don't even have to be a scholar of the Bible to know that back in those days, they crucified Christ, but they crucified a lot of people.
Yes.
And so if you were a thief or whatever, they would hang you up on the cross, and basically you would suffocate. That's what crucifixion was. Because they put your arms above they stretch your arms out, they nailed your hands, which was not too fun, right? They nailed your feet, which again was not too fun. And, your body weight would pull down, and that would just be excruciatingly painful. But if you hold your arms above your shoulders like that for an extended period of time, you can't breathe. And so then you slowly suffocate. It's a horrible way for people to die. And here, Father Anetti recorded the whole darn thing.
Wow.
Yeah. So the proof and the scandal. So in 1972, photograph of Jesus Christ's face allegedly taken by the device, it caused a global sensation until skeptics discovered it was a mirror image of a wooden carving in an Umbrian church. This segment covers the first major blow to the device's public credibility and Arnetti's response that the photo was a decoy. So he released the photo. It was of a wood carving from the Umbrian church, which they probably thought was kind of obscure. And then he said, oh, it was a decoy. So much like most conspiracies with the government, things come out and then they're debunked And
yes,
and he said it was on purpose. So possession, wow. The Vatican move. So the device moved from a scientific project to a Vatican secret. According to legend, Pope Pius XII and later Pope John Paul II, who was during our lifetimes, Daniel, was a very famous mm-hmm. pope.
Yes.
Saw its capabilities. They realized the machine was too dangerous. It was reportedly dismantled and taken into the Vatican Apostolic Archives, formerly the secret archives. So Pope John Paul said that we can't have this operating anymore. Too dangerous. Take it away. Why do you think they would think it was too dangerous?
Well, number one, if their teaching is not true, it will debunk all their rules and regulations about Christ.
Ah, maybe. So, yeah, maybe if somebody else got a hold of it, they could find the actual truth that was happening.
True.
And the actual truth may vary from our current understanding of the truth. And so, therefore, it might turn people against the church.
Yes.
Or against governments, because governments may be lying.
Mm-hmm.
And if we were able to see the truth every time, that might not work out too well.
There
and that's
will
what Pope John Paul thought too, I'm guessing. So,
yes, there will be a chaos.
Chaos, right.
They will fall from their principles.
Yeah. So current usage theories, why would the Vatican keep it? Proponents of the theory suggest the church uses it still to this day
mm-hmm.
to verify and curate history, confirming or correcting biblical events to align with their dogma. So they're looking to see if it's real, if it really happened or not. And if it did, then they're like, you know, it happened. And if it didn't, then they don't really say anything, right? So it's like they knew the answers to the quiz before the quiz was given. And so then that way they can align the quiz to be always in their favor. Political intelligence, watching past secrets of world leaders to gain leverage so they can look into world leaders' pasts and their indiscretions, perhaps, and then use that against them like blackmail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Protect the faith, ensuring that inconvenient truths of the past never reach the public so they can see what is real and what isn't real, and then keep it from people so that way everything that they put out is the truth because they know, right? So the 1988 excommunication decree. In 1988, the Vatican issued a decree stating that anyone using an instrument of such characteristics, referring to time viewing devices, would be automatically excommunicated. To believers, this is the smoking gun that the machine exists. So the Vatican said, they didn't say we have the device. They said if anyone uses a device just like the chronovisor, then they're going to be kicked out of the faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, people are like, well, why would they even bother saying that unless something actually existed?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other thought was maybe people were using it at the Vatican to look at things and they weren't really supposed to be doing that, right? So maybe they were using it, you know how it is at work whenever you get like a new toy and everybody kind of plays around with it and uses it not for what its purpose was, you know? And, mm-hmm. And then, you know, they get caught and they're like, hey, wait, we didn't spend all this money for you guys to goof around with the cop. Like what used to happen when copy machines were new, people would, you know, copy their face or their hands or their butt or whatever. It was like that.
And
all the Vatican people are looking back. Hey, I want to look and see what happened. You know, what happened in high school with this person or that person or whatever. And they weren't mm-hmm. really using it for the purpose that it was supposed to be used for. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Yeah, Mr. Bob, chronovisor is good for our justice, right? No more no more court hearings and everything. Just okay, this time. Time.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, that would be just like a Minority Report, right? So
yeah, so fast.
The movie Minority Report with Tom Cruise, where they had, you know, they could see into the past and see what happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that would, the chronovisor could do that, right? And then we'd say, oh, so my gosh, they're guilty. It certainly would pretty much eliminate all this talk about the Epstein files, wouldn't it?
We know
who did what.
do the coronavisor.
Yeah, just do the coronavisor and get it over with. Let's move along here. We don't need to talk about it. Let's just get it done here.
Let it go.
But the Vatican did in 1988 say, if you use anything like this, you're out of the church. What do you think? Do you think that maybe they got one? Or what's your thought?
I think yes. There's something wrong with the doctrine that the coronavisor want to explode.
Well, just like, maybe people are looking at the Pope when they were young, and the Pope was not such a good guy when he was young or something, huh?
Yes, certainly.
You know, and they're like, hey, wait a minute. You can't be using this thing willy-nilly, guys. You got to be... You know, you're out of here. So the great denial, so sovereignty of faith, if the past is provable, is faith no longer required?
Oh, wow.
Ooh. That's a big question.
Faith is no longer required.
If we know the truth about the past, do we need to have faith in the future? Because we can always wait and then go back and look and see if it's true or not.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Then we also have the issue of privacy. If anyone can see anything from the past, no secret is privacy. Safe. Mm-hmm. Moral and social order would collapse. Do you believe that?
I think so.
Really?
Because coronavirus will give you things that people believe in, and yet it's not true.
Do you have a smartphone?
Yes, I do have a smartphone. Yes.
Do you take it everywhere you go?
No, I'm not addicted like that. That I cannot live without my smartphone. Thank God I'm not that. Where's my phone?
Well, a lot of people do. And do you know that even if you don't want it to, your smartphone always tracks you? And they can tell you where you went, and how long you were at one place or another. So, and we may get into this later in another conspiracy, but they can turn your camera and the microphone on and off at will.
As they said, yes.
So, which isn't privacy already dead?
I think so.
Yeah.
Especially if they hack your phone, they hack your computer.
The thing is, they don't need to hack it. It's already hacked. It comes pre-hacked for the government.
It's within already.
Yeah. So human freedom. Father Anetti's deathbed letter claimed the machine could restrain the freedom of man by eliminating the mystery of life. Father Anetti wrote that in his final letter. Restrain the freedom of man by eliminating the mystery of life. So, because talking about conspiracies, I guess it's good to have mystery, don't you think?
I think so. Make our lives better.
It makes it more interesting that you don't.
Yes.
You can't know everything, and you can't be sure of everything.
Definitely.
And that's what makes life more interesting, even the silliest things, you know. Like, for instance, just as a pop culture reference, I was for sure thinking when Will Smith went and smacked Chris Rock at the Oscars a number of years ago, I thought that was a bit. I thought that was a setup. I thought that there's no way in the world that this was actually happening. And yet, that's the way they're saying it. They're saying it actually happened. I still don't believe it. I think it was all set up. And unfortunately, it backfired because people got really mad at Will Smith. But I honestly think if we had the chronovisor and we could go back, I think somebody put Will Smith up to it, and it was supposed to be some kind of funny, weird kind of thing, right? Mm. And it got out of control because people were really, really mad at him for doing it. And then they didn't want to admit to anything at that point. But we'll never know. We'll never know.
No.
I just could not imagine that would be something that would just happen.
Yes.
I mean, it takes a huge ego to think you can do that whenever the world is watching, right? Mm-hmm. The biggest audiences nowadays are the Super Bowl and the Oscars. Yes. For broadcast television. And so you really have to be full of yourself to think you can walk up and smack the host.
And let's Don't do the chronovisor.
Right. If we had the chronovisor, we could do it. We could figure it out. So in Father Ernetti's final days, he supposedly recanted his story on his deathbed in 1994, but his friend, Father Francis Brune, insisted the confession was coerced by the Vatican to bury the secret forever. Mm-hmm. So is the chronovisor a tool of ultimate truth or a clever fabrication designed to keep the world looking back? What do you think?
What's
your thoughts, Daniel?
My thought is about if chronovisor is real, mm-hmm. well, the Vatican is hiding something. If you compare chronovisor just like internet, where the U.S. Army hide to us, we are not using today, just like the chronovisor, right? Mm-hmm. If the American military stop spreading the use of internet, they use by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not using today. Just like chronovisor, if the Vatican just let it out and let's deal the pros and cons of this chronovisor, I think there's a lot of pros for that than the cons, just like internet, right?
I was going to show you, here's from YouTube, there's a picture of the chronovisor, supposedly. Mm. Can you see that?
Yes.
That little TV there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then here's the picture of Jesus on the chronovisor.
Oh, this is the picture itself they took.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The picture they released, yeah. Isn't that wild?
That's
but I think
wild.
This is interesting. This certainly looks like it's from 1972, doesn't it?
I think so.
Yeah,
don't
I think
you think?
So.
No, it's more. Well,
there's the Vatican
recent.
Right there. Was a picture. No, I think that definitely is an old, that looks like an old piece of equipment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely looks old. So, yeah,
If this did materialize, I think there's a pros and cons with it. And what will be the cons? We will deal with it. Just like internet. What are the cons? Too much pornography.
So yeah, what? People use the chronovisor to go watch people have sex. Right.
For sure, chronovisor they use for pornography more.
Yeah. What does it look like when Cleopatra was naked? Let's go dial that in.
Julius Caesar and Cleopatra. Yeah.
I want to see that. Yeah. Oh, look at that.
I think we learn a lot. We will. This will be a guidance for us to have a better textbooks for our history, more accurate.
Mm. Yes, but the problem becomes if it hasn't been accurate and now it becomes accurate, then somebody's going to lose out on something.
Yes.
And they don't want to lose out, right?
Mm-hmm. They don't lose the power.
That's right. Definitely. That's what happens, and that's why it can't exist, because somebody's going to lose some power, and they're probably the people who are in power currently. So, There you go.
Yes.
Chronovisor.
There you go. Chronovisor.
Look it up.
Thank you, sir.
Maybe it's real. Maybe it's not. Maybe Dr. or Father Ernetti was telling us a big fib. We'll never know, probably, unless we get our own chronovisor.
Yes.
We'll never know.
Yes. A chronovisor that you can see the future and the past. Why not?
And the past, yeah.
Yes, both. Why only the past? Is it the same
because it doesn't exist yet, then it can't. There's nothing created. So the scenario with the chronovisor is that these disbursement of radiation and energy happens when things have happened, and so there's nothing has happened in the future yet, so we can't see that energy. That's what they said. That's what makes the chronovisor work, and so therefore makes it possible, because things have already happened and left these residual this residual radiation that you can tune into. There's nothing in the future yet, so
yes,
no radiation.
But we do that? Why not, right? Can we do that to see the future, the chronovisor, by
if you take a different tact, there's another tact that there is no past and future. Everything happens now. And we're just traveling on a thread. So, you know, we're going forward in time, but the future has happened. The past has happened. Everything's already happened. It just happens to be where you're at. So if you can imagine like a record, right? When you put the needle on the record, that's the start. And everything is already there on the record, right? And then as the record spins, you move through those grooves into the future. But the future's already decided. That's another idea of time. So, yeah. How time works for people.
I think
everything's all there all the time.
I think I believe that just only on a time, because we are just only a bubble in the universe.
Yeah.
Just poop, and then we're done. Another poop. But, it's happened that it's so slowly for us. But in the universe, we're just poop.
Yep, we're just a blip. A blip.
A blip. And we enjoy the blip. Why we still can.
That's right.
Enjoy the blip, people. We're just only bubbles in the universe. So we need the chronovisor. Don't hit it, please. Let it out. It will
Let
a big,
it
big
out.
Help for us.
There we go.
Let it out. Because we need it.
We'll come up with some more mysteries and conspiracies for you next week. Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
To the
people.
101s, conspiracy, movie, book, music, sex.
Sex 101.
Yeah.
What else? And of course, we're brewing one more, right, Mr. Bob?
I don't think
Are
so.
We? Mr. Robert said no. 40 enough. But anyway, people, thank you so much for supporting us. Conspiracy Theory soon to be available where you listen your podcast. But for now, we're live every Sunday. So please do tune in, watch us, and relax. Take a deep breath.
Exactly.
Take a conspiracy. 101.
Break out your Chronovisor app on your iPhone, and you can see what we talk about in the past.
Yes, in the past. So far, we talk about, I just want to summarize. We talk about this Skinwalker Ranch.
Right, Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah, we talk about the moon, the zero-point energy. And, of course, the latest one, Chronovisor.
And we talk about UFOs and USOs as well.
Yes. Well, so Mr. Bob, thank you so much for your time.
Everybody take care and watch out for the government.
the government itself. More to come, people. See you soon. Well, I like it, Mr. Bob. Coronavirus.